Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word. I hope that you have enjoyed this study in God's Word. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it differently. I know you've been studied. You've enjoyed this study of God's Word as we're going through it. You know, we don't have any claim to fame, any great Bible wisdom necessarily. Just open the book, read it. Holy Spirit, speak to us. The Holy Spirit inspired every word in that book. And therefore, you and I can grow and develop and be established. How? By the Holy Spirit. And this is really interesting. I was thinking about this the other day. One of the most enjoyable teachings that I have ever listened to by tape, it was by cassette tape, was Dr. Oral Roberts reading through the New Testament and giving his comment. And you can probably still find it on, eBay or Amazon or something. Back then, you could get them for about a buck, you know. But today, they probably got a little bit more value to them. But it was just a rich treasure. And it's what I used to listen to when I would go in and take a shower and shave and everything. Just had a cassette player in there and put them babies in. And it seemed like I had a favorite. I think it was Luke. I think that's what it was. And then, you know, we kind of got out of the thing. And I don't know if they ever made it to CD, but it was good. Now, today, we're in the book of Jonah, which is interesting. I would have never put Jonah at this spot in the history of Israel. But, hey, it's okay. We're reading through the Bible chronologically, and we're going to go ahead and let God be God and put whoever he wants to, wherever he wants to, however he wants to do it, so that we get this work done in Jesus' mighty name. All right, here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer like we do every time we come here. I got my tabs mixed up here. Let's pray our opening prayer. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Jonah chapter 1. Now, Jonah's a prophet. Jonah had a specific word from God to give. And of course, Jonah is very much known as the prophet that ran the other way, got swallowed by a whale. I like Brother Jesse's story of when he was in heaven. He saw Jonah and he's like, what was it like in the belly of the whale? I thought it was so amazing because he said, Jonah said to him, you're missing the point, Jesse. It's not about what was it like in the belly of the whale. I was running and God was keeping me out of hell.
Wow.
Thank God for that, right? Jonah was a native of Galilee, and God wanted him to go on a missionary journey to Nineveh. And Yet he didn't want to go to Nineveh. Why? Because the Nineveh people were them fish lepers. If you never watched VeggieTales, you didn't get that.
They
were very mean people with them fish lepers. But the purpose of Jonah was to reveal the salvation of the Lord, that salvation extends to any and all who will repent. That's what the book of Jonah is about, and that's what happened. And you and I got to learn from Jonah, don't run from God. Do not run from God.
Do not
run from God. Ready? Just practice this. Here am I, Lord.
Here am I, Lord.
Send me.
Send me.
Ready? Yeah. Try this one. Yes, sir, I'll do that.
Yes, sir, I'll do that.
That's one of those things that if you try that, to just say that every day, all day long for about 5 days, it will amaze you what God's going to talk to you about. Because he's finally getting you to say yes. And obviously you've been saying no. Now, if you get by without him saying anything to you after 5 days of yes, sir, except well done, good and faithful, sir, then come talk to me. Because I'm in bad shape every time. You know? I mean, this is sounding good. So let's just get to reading. Here we go. Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city. You know how it is. Maybe you don't know how it is, but if you've never been around a bunch of Christians before, you might not know how it is, but I've been around enough of them that, guess what? I know how it is. Sound like an old cat. Don't worry about it. It's just me. I'm kind of wound up tonight. We had a great program. Here we go. Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. They were a wicked nation. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. He paid the fare, went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Guess what you find when you're running from God when you get to the next place you're going? You find God. And when you get there and you found God, then all of a sudden you're like, hey, you seem to be God. And he's like, yeah, hi, my name's God. Nice to meet you. Verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest, not just a little one, a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. The mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God. Notice that's a little g. All right? And threw the cargo that was on the ship into the sea. You're in bad shape when you're load. When you start dumping your load, you're scared. Right? That was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load, but Jonah had gone down into the lowest part of the ship and laid down and was sound asleep. So the captains came to him and said, what do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. That one's capitalized. Perhaps your God, capitalized, will consider us so that we may not perish. And they said to one another, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. They said, boy, prepare to swim. They said to him, please tell us for whose cause is this trouble upon us. What is your occupation? I sell Amway.
Amway's been around a long time, hasn't it?
And where do you come from? You wouldn't believe me if I told you. What is your country, and of what people are you? So he said to him, I'm a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heavens, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. They said to him, what shall we do to you that the sea shall become for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. He said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea, and the sea will become calm for you. For I know this great tempest is because of me. It's a mess when you're a prophet. You have to prophesy your own doom. Pick me up. Why didn't he just jump into the sea himself? Why did they have to toss him?
Yeah. He was hoping they'd change their mind.
Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life. Do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea. And the sea ceased from its raging. And they looked at each other and said, why didn't we throw him over a few minutes ago? Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the great fish 3 days and three nights, just like Jesus was going to be in the belly of the earth. That's what the New Testament says. Chapter 2. Oh my goodness, that took forever. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly. Cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. And he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed, regardless of VeggieTales. There wasn't a little boat down there for him. I said, I've been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surrounded me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought me up. You have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Now God prepared that fish to save his life. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. That's a powerful statement. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. It's capitalized. But I will sacrifice to you the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah on the dry land. You imagine how bad that smelled?
And felt, and it just could be nothing good about that.
Chapter 3, Jonah willingly preaches in Nineveh. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in its extent. That means it took you 3 days to walk across it. That's a large city. I mean, you can walk 10 miles in a day. 30 miles across, that's a big city. Mm-hmm. Even in our day, that's a big city.
It is.
And Jonah began to enter the city in the first day's walk, and he cried out and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast. Number one, they believed God. Number two, proclaimed a fast. Number three, they put on sackcloth, and that, from the greatest to the least of them. Then the word of the Then the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published. That's what kings do, proclaim and publish. Throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Don't let them eat or drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn? And relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God relented from his disaster that he said he would bring upon them. And he did not do it. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it's better for me to die than to live. Don't ever get in that level of despair. Just take my life. It's better for me to die than just to live. It cost Elijah, and now it's costing Jonah. The Lord said, is it right for you to be angry? Jonah went out and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat under it in the shade till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant. But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered. And it happened when the sun rose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. Then he wished death for himself and said, it's better for me to die than to live. God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant? And he said, it is right for me to be angry even to death. Don't say that to God. Because in him you live and move and have your very being, and your breath is likely to leave your system. But the Lord said, you have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. Should I not pity Nineveh, the great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock? The end.
And there's that.
Circle the wagons. Why do you say that? Because when they circled the wagon, Cookie got the pan out and started making beans or fry cakes or whatever it was. And they all gathered around the fire and they talked about the day and they got ready for the to keep themselves safe all night. That's what we're doing right here. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. And Jonah is not willing to do. He had received grace. You know, God loved him. But he didn't want to go to a Gentile nation. He didn't want to go to wicked people and allow them in. And yet, even in the Old Testament, almost 800 years before Jesus, God is saying to the wicked, if you'll turn to me, I'll receive you. And they did. The whole city did. And the king said, thus it'll be, we'll be righteous. Now, here's the cool part about this story. In about, I don't know, 2001 or two, I met a man from Nineveh who was a direct descendant in Nineveh at that time, and they were still to this day Christian. Yeah, huge population of Christian people in Nineveh, in the exact same city. I would imagine the houses are a little different now. He was an amazing Christian. Amazing Christian, and came to church with my friend Pete. Thank God. I like that verse, Jonah 2:8. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. When you're chasing after a false idol, anything, husband, wife, children, career, when you're chasing that idol, God said, you're forsaking your own mercy. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Well, here we go. Let's pray the prayer of salvation like we do every time we come here. Now, you might say, Pastor, we pray this every day. Yeah, we do, because we don't ever know who's here. And time's too short to say, well, I hope you find Jesus someday. I can't do that. I cannot do that. I've got to pray the prayer of salvation and pray it every time I'm here. Why? Because I want to know that. Can you imagine getting to heaven and somebody shows up here that's the next Billy Graham and God saying, well, you chicken, you wouldn't. So lose that reward that was supposed to be yours. The reward's not for you and me. The reward is what we cast at Jesus' feet and say, you alone are worthy. So pray this prayer with me, and in 2 minutes, you'll be right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
and
day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will
and
not
I
perish.
And I thank you for it, Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Open your arms and say, and I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
I receive you, Holy Spirit.
I receive you, Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
live
language.
A successful life.
Live a successful
as
life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Now, for those of you that just prayed that prayer, think about what we just did. You just received God Almighty into your life. You said all of your grace, mercy, love, and righteousness. Grace. Wait, mercy, not getting what you do deserve, which is hell. Grace, getting what you don't deserve, which is life eternal. So mercy is not getting what you do deserve. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. That's eternal life. And then all of his righteousness and all of his love, he filled you with it right now. You don't have to worry about beating sin in your own strength. Beat it in Jesus' righteousness. He just filled you. And now that he filled you, you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And now your challenge is, figure out what this book's all about for you, which is what you need us for. God brought you here, you'll probably be connected to us. Stay connected. Share this with all your friends. Tell them, man, we got to do some learning. This guy's got some stuff that we can learn. It goes way back, March 23rd, 2020. Now, there's some rusty videos back there now. Not quite as polished and happy and free and not worried about it. Just on here doing what it takes to reach people. But I got specific playlists of messages that will help you be established as a new believer. Listen to them as you can. Listen to them on the way to work, on the way home from work, in the shower, cooking food, out in the yard. Just study. Why? Because you're going to stand before the God of this book in the not-too-distant future. And you're going to be judged by this book. There's no surprises in heaven. You can know right now what you'll be judged by over there. Well, if you know what you're going to be judged by, then just do the right thing. And when you get there, he'll say, hot dog, welcome in. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You'll be like, no, you got to hit my works with fire because I got to see what's left. They'll hit your works with fire. Anything that was done in the name of Jesus for the word of God and the kingdom, it'll stand and there'll be jewels in that crown. Those of you that's with us every day doing this, you're getting jewels in your crown every time somebody gets born again here. You might say, is all this stuff really true what you say, Pastor? It's all true. It's all right here in this wonderful book called the B-I-B-L-E. That's why we call it the majestic word of God in Jesus' mighty name. Don't run from God. Run to him. It would have been all right for Jonah to say, I hate them people. It would have been okay. I mean, God would have kicked his butt, but it'd been okay. And then you got to start saying, wait, what's in me that would keep me from reaching them? Who do you want to go to hell? I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't care how you treated me. Eternity without God? You're going to wish that on another person? No way. Welcome to the kingdom. We're glad you're with us. My email address and website's right there. Click like, hit the subscribe button, and ring the bell. And that way, every time we go live, we'll be here, and you'll get a notification. If I made all this is clear as mud, send me an email and tell me, and I'll help you know God. In Jesus' mighty name. Until we see you again tomorrow, remember this. Sunday morning, we receive communion right here. We want you to be a part of it. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon. Right here on Read the Word. You might even listen to it twice. It's just what the doctor ordered. Matter of fact, when you listen to it twice, it's health to your body and strength to all your flesh. Remember this? We love you.
We love you.
We do. And God loves you.
And God loves you.
He really does. And Jesus
really is.
He really is.
Lord.
He always will be.
It always will be. Amen.
Jesus. Those of you that live in foreign countries, I want to help you use Blog Talk Radio to reach your folks. So give me an email. Brother Emmanuel. Bless you, sir. Saw you tonight on Facebook. And we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name.